to have been constructed more for ornament than for use, don't you know? But give me 5 minutes to talk the thing over with Jeeves, and I'm game to advise anyone about anything. And that's why, when Bruce Corcoran came to me with his troubles, my first act was to ring the bell and put it up to the lad with the bulging forehead. "Leave it to Jeeves," I said. I first got to know Corky when I came to New York. He was a pal of my cousin Gussie, who was in with a lot of people down Washington Square way. I don't know if I ever told you about it, but the reason why I left England was because I was sent over by my Aunt Agatha to try to stop young Gussie marrying a girl on the vaudeville stage, and I got the whole thing so mixed up that I decided that it would be a sound scheme for me to stop on in America for a bit instead of going back and having long, cosy chats about the thing with Aunt. So I sent Jeeves out to find a decent apartment and settle down for a bit of exile. I'm bound to say that New York's a topping place to be exiled in. Everybody was awfully good to me, and there seemed to be plenty of things going on. And I'm a wealthy bird, so everything was fine. Chappies introduced me to other chappies, and so on and so forth, and it was long before I knew squads of the right sort, some who rolled in dollars in houses up by the park, and others who lived with the gas turned down, mostly around Washington Square.